said this was temporary, just another contract night. Why do your fingerprints still stay on everything I touch? Now edit a version of me, calm voice, clean smile, steady hands, the type that knows exactly when I pull you closer and when it disappears. You said you liked the safety, no messy promises, no future to destroy. But now you're sleeping in my hoodie, leaving coffee stains in my sink, calling me at 2 a.m. like I belong somewhere in your life. And maybe that's the problem, 'cause fake love shouldn't feel this warm, and distance shouldn't hurt this much. I keep reminding myself this was never real, but your silence still ruins my night. You were supposed to leave eventually. That's how this works. You pay, I stay, then we forget. But now your name sounds dangerous, like something my chest memorized too well. This isn't fake intimacy anymore, dependency. And I don't know which one of us fell first. I stopped taking other bookings lately, made excuses I don't usually make. The company thinks I'm burned out, maybe I am. Because every time someone touches me, I compare it to you. You laugh and call me professional, but your hands shake when you hold my shirt, like you're scared I'll disappear the second this becomes real. Maybe we both, we crossed that line a long time ago. You stop pretending not to need me, and I stop pretending not to care. That's the part nobody warns you about. You were supposed to leave eventually. Works, no hearts attached, no one gets ruined. But now your perfume lives in my car, and your voice follows me home. This isn't fake intimacy anymore, it's dependency. And honestly, I let it destroy me. So tell me softly, if this ends tomorrow, will you still reach for me in your sleep? Will you still look for my name in rooms full of strangers? Or was I just a somehow we created something alive. Now every goodbye feels unfinished, every touch feels too honest. And maybe the cruelest thing is, I was trained to make
make people fall for me. But nobody taught me what to do when I fall back.